Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, and welcome to the third episode. Okay, so this is Mel, and how are you guys doing? So hopefully everything is doing great. And as I mentioned, we are now on the third episode, and this episode is kind of like it's a bit toxic, as I should say. This is about, oh, by the way, did you hear that? That's actually the dog barking. Hey, doggy. You're on my podcast right now. By the way, yeah, this is the topic today is about how the Philippines handled the pandemic. Again, we are still in the crisis. And this episode is about how I see it and how I feel it. And it was also my opinion about the situation and everything, okay? So, let me begin by saying, I'm not a Dilawan, okay? So, because a lot of people have this kind of branding for those people who criticize the government, and usually they say you're a Dilawan from the previous, the color of the previous, administration. No, I'm not, because my color is brown, can you see? And I don't have hepatitis, okay? And yeah, don't ever think that I have plans of becoming a politician, so don't ask me to run, okay? Never ask me what I've contributed to the country, because there's a lot. Being a good citizen is one example, and there's more on my plate, okay? And please don't shit on me using ad hominem or ad misericordia, etc. Not with me. Do it with other people, or better yet, don't do it at all. Okie dokie. So, why am I saying this? Because a lot of, sorry for the term, douchebag lurking around social media waiting for their prey. These are paid trolls trying to malign the people, okay? Spreading fake news and attacking those who are critical to the government or of the government. But I don't mind them. Engaging with them means more money to them. The hell I care, right? What is important now is this problem that we're all facing right now, and how this government is trying to win over it. I guess winning isn't manifesting that much, and I guess what is more prevalent and is the incompetencies we see. Yes, incompetency by this government is becoming more and more obvious. If you don't see this kind of incompetencies, then better have your eyes checked. Most probably you're suffering from false obedience. If not, then maybe becoming a such is, you know, your bread and butter. But of course not all. Mm-hmm. Now, it's pretty obvious that I hate this current administration. But don't get me wrong on this. It doesn't mean that maybe I'm just frustrated and about the situation, that they could have done better than what we're facing right now, what we're experiencing right now, okay? And it doesn't mean that the previous administration is better or the future administration will be good. This is not a competition, and we should not think of it that way. So nobody should compete, okay? And the point here is, right now, we haven't flattened the curve. In fact, the number of people got infected with COVID-19 is continuously growing. It's all true that no country is ever prepared for this, but that shouldn't be an alibi. for not doing your job, because a lot of countries are winning again this pandemic. You know, the country has been too complacent. That's what I can see, and that's what I can observe. When we first heard the news, and eventually when we record the first few cases of COVID-19 in the Philippines, nobody took it seriously. Others already have an early initiative to have restrictions and emergency measures like that of Taiwan, Hong Kong, Vietnam, and Singapore. We, on the other hand, made an appeal not to hurt China's feelings. And Philippines is remarkably late to follow suit, along with these countries. The lead agency, DOH, which is headed by our, incompetent Secretary Duque, even mentioned nothing really to be scared of, quote-unquote. His tone simply tells us that the lack of urgency and the lack of foresight of what could happen in the coming days or months. The Senate even conducted a hearing on how ready we are, and from that alone reveal how ill prepared we are in combating this pandemic. During that time, I can remember that we only have 2,000 test kits available. I guess the U.S. has no idea that in the coming days, they need to secure more masks, PPEs, ventilators, to prepare more isolation rooms, wards for the hospitals, etc., and that they need to secure more testing kits, approve more laboratories within and outside Metro Manila, that they need to be efficient in gathering data of the patients, not the new cases and the late cases kind of thing. You know, and God, I mean, yeah, and they should hire more contact tracers, nurses, doctors, med techs, etc. They need to provide the frontliners a decent temporary shelter, or free transportation to ease their they're coming in and out from the hospitals. It was only late March that we slowly see improvements on the said essentials that the DOH has to secure or provide. And to think, why is this happening? Why the lack of urgency, right? I can only surmise that the captain of the DOH ship isn't really concerned with the people. Isn't really serving the people, but rather serving only one person, quote unquote, serves at the pleasure of the president. We are doomed. So, and then here comes the quarantine days, which started last March 16, and this has been long overdue, a month and a half after the Philippines have recorded the first COVID-19 case on January 30th. And after they announced it, there were chaos everywhere. Transportation was halted, work stopped, the economy freezes. Later was found out that no clear protocol has been drafted. It's like trial and error. We heard a lot of versions of the quarantine, like enhanced, modified, general, name it. These brought about confusion and disappointment by the majority of the people, because there are no clear guidelines as to what will happen or what should be done. We see a familiar scenario, just like how ill-prepared DOH is. And now it's IATF. See? Oh crap. Clearly there were no guidelines for redistribution of help from the government down to the barangays with the SIP, SAP. There, but so chaos. Sad reality is the incompetencies of the government was blamed on the people. That's what we usually heard. Branding them as people with lack of discipline, But isn't it true that if there are clear-cut policies, communication, coordination, preparedness from the government, the people will follow? Huh? So why blame the people when in fact those who are in the government are the ones violating the quarantine protocols? So there is Mocha, of course, the queen of fake news, Coco, who obviously didn't use his cocote, the famous Sinas, Baris, Mañanita party. Those were hopeless, were killed, like that of retired army that was shot, was murdered. Thousands of alleged offenders of quarantine. Well, those who are in the government are laughing to those who got killed and imprisoned. So sad reality here, right? And adding insult to the injury was that we have is making the very controversial anti-terror bill. It was made an urgent matter that the Congress needs to pass it into law immediately, as in immediately, really? At this point in time where we don't even know if we can survive this pandemic? How do I describe it? It's awful. Don't get me wrong, and we need a law that punishes the terrorists. Nobody likes terrorists, come on. But at the expense of our basic laws? There's a lot of commentaries by the expert law schools signing their position against the bill. Individuals who expresses their concerns, like that Dean Mel Santa Maria, the Dean of College of Law FEU, which I admire, who explain in detail the danger of the said bill. One day, if you make a comment about the government or the people in power, there's a chance that you have your quarantine in jail. So is it this podcast, am I going to jail? Hopefully not. So like political dissent, which I'm doing right now, it can be very dangerous. I was thinking of perhaps this is one way of silencing the people about, you know, the incompetence of the government in handling this crisis, or perhaps this is an advanced tool for the coming 2022 election. This is possible. This is not the prime time to give the government much power to do whatever they can at the expense of the common people's right to express themselves. The rush and the urgency of this stupid bill is, you know, out of way. I mean, no, it's way, way, way off. The only terror on all of this is the bill itself. This bill is spreading terror, to be honest. And then the latest that we have right now is the conviction of Maria Ressa, the CEO of Rappler. As I said, it has nothing to do with freedom of press, freedom of speech, because it was about by a private individual named Wilfredo Kang, who facilitated or became the contact person between the government and a Chinese philanthropist, Huang Rulun, who donated worth billion pesos for the drug rehabilitation facility. By the way, Kang's daughter was appointed member of the Philippine Commission on Women for the Youth Sector, just so you know. Right, but yeah, to be honest, I'm getting tired of the news I read every day regarding how being incompetent is the new normal. That is exactly what I'm saying right now. You see, why can't the government just do their job, you know, to protect us? Why can't they just have compassion for the people, especially the poor ones? You see the OFWs living under the flyover near our airport? It's a lot of them. And you know, and please stop blaming the people, because most of them doesn't have a choice. See, look at Michelle. who died waiting for the bus going home to his hometown to see his children. Look at the so-called modern-day heroes, who are neglected, treated as nobody. Where's the trillion passes from which most came from borrowing, right? We are the one and our children is going to pay for it in the long run. Now, if we're going to be critical with the government, we're not trying to topple it down. No. We're just trying to remind them of the job that they have to do. They owe it to us. They are public servants and they should serve the public. It's their choice and they have to live by that. Stop being a blind flower. If you see there is something that needs to be done by the government, you should speak. Right? It's your right to speak, because you deserve a good service. You deserve a good policies. You deserve a good servant. As a Filipino, our loyalty must be with our fellow Filipino, and not with a single person. And yeah, it's what Leah Salongas have said, that criticizing the government is not really, you know, it's somehow it's showing how we should love the country, right? Who is very heavy for me, this episode 3. So I guess I'll stop here because it's really, really heavy. And I still have a lot of things to that would like to say about this, but yeah, I guess I'll stop here. Hopefully there will be coming episodes or in the coming days or months, I guess. Have to talk about this again, but hopefully, but I'm hopeful that everything will be fine. We're going to win over this pandemic, this crisis. Hopefully things will be getting okay as we go along. I know this will not end sooner, because virus is there. You still have to wait for the vaccine, and yeah, there will be we have this called a new normal, and it's going to be happening. So we just have to live by it, and please do your part. Stay at home, follow the protocols, be safe, stay safe, be healthy, and don't spread fake news. Just read, understand, speak what you think is the best for the country, then speak up, okay? So I guess that's all for me. I'm out, and I guess that's all for me now. So thank you very much for you guys for listening, and yeah, this has been Mel. So God bless everyone, stay safe and be cool, and yeah, ciao.